This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com. No, he's in the second floor.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Inshallah, before we start, we have brother Dr. Najib, our next door neighbor from the Andalus. He's, as we speak, he's doing an open heart surgery. So we ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give him shifa. Allahumma رب الناس أشفي أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما. We ask Allah Azza wa Jal to give shifa to all our brothers and sisters that are sick. Also brother Salim is very sick in the ICU. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give him complete shifa. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Okay, inshallah ta'ala, let's do this because I'm going to do it either now or before the salat. Let's do it now. Stand up everybody inshallah ta'ala and fill up all the spaces that you see in front of you. Even though it's somebody else's carpet, but it's okay inshallah ta'ala. We could share. Sharing is caring. Stand up and close the gaps. If you see a space in the front of you, just fill it up please, because we have a lot of brothers are coming. You can fold your musalla into two. It should be sufficient, inshallah. And the heels are on the red line. Any space you see in front of you, please fill it up. Jazakumullah khair. There's a space behind you. Okay, if you finished, inshallah, you can have a seat. Jazakumullah khair. Barakallahu feekum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu akbar, Allahu akbar. الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله الله أكبر لا
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، يقول سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. ثم أما بعد، my dear beloved respected brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, who gathered us in this masjid, to gather us يوم القيامة والسيد المرسلين محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. آمين يا رب العالمين. I want to start today's khutbah by thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's using me to give you this amazing, great, best news. And that is that the first 10 days of Dhul Hijjah will start this Sunday, insha'Allah. Ya Rabb, Ya Allah, I beg you with the best of your names for everyone who's here and everyone who's watching us. Ya Allah, keep them alive to witness these days and give them the energy to do their best in these 10 days. And Ya Allah, accept from all of us. Ameen Ya Rabbil Alameen. My beloved brothers and sisters, last night I explained a little bit about the hadith that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us in it about these 10 days. And I will go briefly through what I said yesterday as an introduction to what we are about to witness. I want myself and you to feel the gravity, the weight, the greatness of these 10 days. Neither myself nor any of us can make any day great. This is exclusive to Allah and to His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And alayhi salatu wa salam, the hadith is in Bukhari: ma min ayyam al-amal as-salih ahab ila Allah min al-amal fi ayyam al-ashr. ولا الجهاد يا رسول الله ولا الجهاد في سبيل الله إلا رجل خرج بماله ونفسه ولم يرجع بذلك من شيء. No days that are the good deeds are more beloved to Allah than the good deeds done in these 10 days. The Sahaba's mind immediately went to the best thing ever, jihad fi sabilillah. He said, Ya Rasulullah, not even jihad fi sabilillah. He said, not even jihad fi sabilillah, except one exception only is better than doing good deeds in these 10 days, is a person who sold his house, sold his car, liquidated everything he has and took all that and spent it fi sabilillah. And not only that, he went for jihad and he never came back. No days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he did not say between brackets except the days of Ramadan. No days, no days in the whole year, the actions are more beloved to Allah than the days, than the action done in these 10 days. Not even jihad, not even jihad. And Rasulullah made one exception, is a person who leaves
with his wealth and himself, and he never comes back. So if that person comes back with one eye paralyzed, one leg, still the a'mal that we do in these 10 days are better than any amal done in any other days. So my brothers and sisters, what's the plan? The best 10 days, the best of creation is telling us these are officially the best 10 days. The last 10 nights of Ramadan are absolutely better, the A'mal, because they have Laylatul Qadr. But these 10 days are officially the best. What are we going to do in these 10 days? I'm going to mention 10 things to do in these best 10 days. First and foremost, number one, beg Allah to give you the ability to perform good deeds. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. والله يا أخوان, without the assistance of Allah Azza wa Jal, without the help of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, wallahi I cannot even say Subhanallah. I cannot even pray. We cannot even fast. We cannot do anything without His help. So number one, Ya Allah, I beg you, Ya Allah, make the ibadat easy for me in these 10 days. This is number one. Beg Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala to help me and you do the best we can in these 10 days. Second, after I made and I begged Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, I have to sit with myself. Listen carefully, my brothers and sisters. Tawbah. Repent, ya akhi. Repent. Tawbah. Every single one of us have a sin. And specifically repent from ma'asi al-khalawat, the sins that we do in secret. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, a man will come on the day of judgment with a'mal as big as mountains. Allah will make it into shattered dust. Salat, siyam, hajj, umrah, sadaqat, mountains of a'mal. Rasulullah said, Allah will make it into shattered dust, gone, nothing, worthless. The Sahaba, you could imagine, they start trembling. What is it? What did this guy do, Ya Rasulullah? He said, he's one of you. He prays, he even performs qiyam. لكن إذا خلوا بمحارم الله انتهكوها. When he or she are alone, they transgress the sacred limits of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. When there is nobody watching, when there's no one watching, this person forgets the Raqib, forgets the Basir. So let's repent, ya akhwan, and clean this heart from any sin. Especially because sometimes people think that the sins are alcohol and this and that. There are some sins that are the sins of the heart, like envy. You're always envious. You're always jealous of your neighbor, of your cousin, of your brother. That envy is a sickness. That hatred is a amal of the qalb. Let's purify our heart from all these sicknesses before the month comes. Third, very important, ya akhwan, this is a business with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Istihdar an-niyya fi kulli amal. Make intention with every single amal. Every single amal you could think of in these 10 days, let's revive this and get used to it, make it a habit. Every amal, I am going to the masjid, I am living the hadith, with every khutwa, with every step, I will be raised a degree, a level, I will be gaining a hasana, erasing a sunnah, erasing a sin. When I am making my wudu, every drop of water is falling. The sins are falling, like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when I'm going to the supermarket to buy food for my family, I am living the niyyah that this is my family. I am responsible for supporting them. I'm going to work. I am going to work to support my family, and this work will become an ibadah. Every move that we make, we should make it fi sabilillah. And we can. I am sleeping to strengthen my body to get up for Qiyam and to Fajr. I am smiling because Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, smiling is a sadaqah. Every action, it will go to waste. To waste. And I repeat, to waste without intention. Why? إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. Actions are judged by the intention. So if I make that intention, imagine the amount of hasanat. This is called the business of intentions. Multi-intention with one action. Subhanallah. Fourth, extremely important. You know that cousin, that brother, that sister-in-law that you have not spoken to for so long? Tomorrow. Not Sunday. Tomorrow. Give them a call. Please. Not for them. Like I always repeat, maybe that person is not even worth of salam. But for the sake of Allah, everything becomes easy. We give up our lives for the sake of Allah. Right? وَمَنْ عَفَى وَأَصْلَحَ فَأَجْرُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ. Text message. My sister, my brother, the best 10 days of the year are about to start. May Allah forgive me and forgive you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Can you do that? Now, like I always repeat, before you press send, the shaitan is gonna come with everything that person done to you. Everything. You forgot what he did with your kids, you forgot the money he took, you forgot everything. But I'm doing it for Allah, and with Allah, with Allah, the actions are by the mustard seed. فَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةِ. By the mustard seed. So whoever that person is, try to fix the relationship with them. And if you know someone, هَلْ أَدُلُّكُمْ عَلَىٰ عَمَلْ خَيْرٍ مِنَ الصِّيَامِ وَالصَّدَقَةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Allahu Akbar. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, should I inform you about an action that is more beloved to Allah than the optional fasting and the optional salat and the optional charity? I said, yes, Ya Rasulullah, what is it? He said, Islah that il bain, fixing a problem between two people. So if you know someone, if you know that your cousins have not spoken to each other, be the person to fix that problem. That is extremely, extremely rewarding. Fifth, you are a Muslim, you are a da'iyah. You are a Muslim, you are a person that calls others to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the da'wah is not only by the tongue or giving brochures or giving a lecture. Wallahi, your smile is a da'wah. Your behavior is a da'wah. Your generosity is a da'wah. Your kindness is a da'wah. In these days, how would be, you see your brother, your son that does not pray, and you don't say anything. How? You see your beloved ones doing the a'mal, doing the actions of the people of the hellfire, and you're quiet? No, just in a kind, gentle, wise manner, approach them. Ya akhi, the guidance, you're not responsible for the guidance. None of us is responsible for the guidance. We are only responsible for conveying the message, tabligh, that's it. To give the message, that's it. We are not responsible if he prayed or he did not pray. If she fasted or she did not fast. We are not responsible, but we are responsible to make order good and to forbid evil, and especially with the closest members of our family. It is the best investment you could ever make, because anything that you teach that person, whenever they do it, you will be getting the hasanat even if you are 6 feet under. Next, salat. Alhamdulillah, we all pray. But Every one of us have some kind of shortcoming in his or her prayer, in her salat. Ya Allah, in these 10 days, I'm gonna try to perfect my salat. First, Ya Allah, help me pray every salat on time. On time. This delay, Ya Allah, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 1 hour, when I finish the game, when I finish watching this, when I finish my, this is from the shaitan. Allah gave us a window between Dhuhr and Asr. There are 3-4 hours. You have a lot of time to pray Dhuhr on time. Do not wait for Asr to come and then you pray Dhuhr. That's a major sin if you have no valid excuse. Ya Allah, in these 10 days, I'm gonna try to master my salat. And wallahi, I wanna share with you what changed my salat completely. It improved it immensely. And please, try it. Two things. Number one, every time before I pray, I tell myself, Allah is watching you. Would my Subhana Rabbi al-Azim be Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim, Subhana Rabbi al-Azim? Allah is watching me. Would my Fatiha be Alhamdulillah Rabbi al-Azim, Rahman Rahim, Maliki Yawm al-Din? With my attahiyyat, which is greetings to Allah, attahiyyatu lillahi wa salawatu wa tayyibah. Allah is watching me, Allah is watching me. If my imam is watching me, if my wife is watching me, if my child is watching me, I improve my salat, unfortunately. Allah is watching me. Allah is watching me. Allah changed my salat completely. Second thing I tell myself before every salat, this is my last salat. This is my last salat. That's it. How would that salat be? Could it be our last salat or no? You think the person we are about to pray janazah on, you think she knew that that salat that she prayed was her last salat? This is my last salat. If we come with that mentality to the salat, wallahi, a tremendous change and improvement will be in our salat. قولوا قولي هذا استغفر الله فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. بسم الله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. Next, charity. Expand your shade on the day of judgment. Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, every person under the shade of his sadaqah on the day where the sun is 1 mile away. How big you want that shade? Now you can decide. And in the best 10 days, every charity, listen carefully, whatever you give in these 10 days is better than any sadaqah you give in any other day. The sadaqah you give in these 10 days is better than any sadaqah, more beloved to Allah than any sadaqah than done in any other day. So what do I do? You want to give $100? Because I want my youth also to participate. You want to give, ya akhi, $10? Divide it $1 a day. $100, $10 a day. $1,000, $100 a day. Make sure every single day a sadaqah is given. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, our masjid is having here, you call a number and you put text best 10 days, huh? And you will automatically put the amount, it will take it from your account every day. Or any other organization that's helping the poor or anything. Alhamdulillah, they all developed that system. Every single day give a sadaqah. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. أنفقوا مما رزقناكم من قبل أن يأتي يوم لا بيع فيه ولا خلة ولا شفاعة. الله أكبر. Oh, you believe. The ayah right before ayat al-Kursi. Spend in the cause of Allah from what He has given you. Before a day comes, there's no bargaining, no friendship. and no intercession. وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلْ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Whomsoever is becoming stingy, he is only harming himself. My brothers and sisters, next is, subhanAllah, this is the second year we are deprived from performing Hajj. Can I get the reward of Hajj in Plano? Yes. This is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear brothers, you come to Fajr in Jama'ah every single day of these 10 days. Alhamdulillah, me and my brothers, we already made the plan, and we have 60 brothers devoted every single day. They're going to come in these 10 days. What do we do? Number one, you come to Fajr in Jama'ah. Number two, you stay in the masjid that you prayed in. Number three, in that period, you remember Allah by sitting in a halaqa or reading Quran or making dhikr. Number four, you wait till the sun to rise. And after that 15 minutes, you pray two rak'ah. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whomsoever do that, he will get the ajr of hajj and umrah tamma. Allahu Akbar. Nine hajj and umrah. Yalla ya shabab, my brothers, hajj while I'm at my own locality, without traveling, without expenses. Hajj and umrah, complete the whole process, 45 minutes. And my sister, because the prayer of my sister at home is better than the masjid, all that applies to her if she does that at home. If she comes to the masjid, welcome. You decide, ya akhwan. If it was said, how much is the hajj cost? $10,000? A package? If it was said that every day to stay till shuruq, ya akhi, while you're leaving the masjid, we're going to give you $10,000. Who among us will miss one day? None. Those $10,000, wallahi, worth nothing compared to ajr hajj and umrah that we can gain. Remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ma min ayyam a'azam. Look at these words that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used for these days. He used ahab, more beloved, afdal, superior, a'azam, greatest. Ma min ayyam a'azam inda Allah wala ahab l'amal fihinna min hadhihi al-ayyam al-ashr. No days that are greater in the sight of Allah than these 10 days. What should we do, ya Rasulullah? فَأَكْثِرُوا مِنَ التَّهْلِيلِ وَالتَّكْبِيرِ وَالتَّحْمِيدِ. Abundantly, not just say, Rasulullah used the word أكثروا. Abundantly, تهليل, لا إله إلا الله. تكبير, الله أكبر. تحميد, الحمد لله. All day long, ya akhwan, you have no money to spend. You have none of the stuff that, no masjid next to you. Whatever the situation is from all the stuff that we mentioned. But this, even if you are in the hospital, on your deathbed, subhanallah walhamdulillah wa la ilaha illallah wallahu akbar. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best dhikr is reading the Quran. Dedicate how many pages you're going to read every day, knowing that every letter is 10 hasana. My brothers and sisters, the best fajr you pray in these whole year is the fajr you pray in these 10 days. The best charity you give in these in the whole year is the charity given in these 10 days. The best optional fast that you do in these 10 days is the best optional fast in the whole year, which is our last one, fasting. Can I fast the whole 9 days? Allahu Akbar. من صام يوم في سبيل الله باعد الله بينه وبين جهنم 70 خريفة. Whomsoever fast one day for the sake of Allah, Allah will keep his face away from the hellfire 70 years. You can fast all of them, Allahu Akbar. You can't, alhamdulillah, it's an optional fast, but do not miss Monday. Not this Monday, next Monday. It's a sunnah day, and it's the day of Arafah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam promised whomsoever fast on the day of Arafah, 2 years of sins erased. One previous and one coming. Allahu Akbar. What a great offer, Ya Akhwan. Please, Ya Akhwan, remind your brothers, your sisters, many people are not aware of the greatness of these 10 days. Forward this khutbah. Tell them about the greatness of these 10 days. Encourage your family. Let the whole family participate in the amal al-khayr. Teach your children from a young age about the greatness of these 10 days. Wallahi, growing up, I never heard of these 10 days. I just know that they are good days, but they are the weight of the amal in them, I never knew. Subhanallah. So we want that ignorance to stop, and we want the khayr to spread. Ya Allah, keep us alive to witness these 10 days. Ya Allah, give us the ability to do as many good deeds as possible in these 10 days. And Ya Allah, accept from us all that we do in these 10 days. Allahumma ighfir lana dhunubana wa israfana fi amrina wa thabbit aqdamana wa ansurna ala al-qawm al-kafirin. Allahumma waffiqna lima tuhibbuhu wa tardah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم أغث إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأعز المسلمين. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. وقوموا إلى صلاتكم. And إن شاء الله after the salat, please stay so we can pray janazah. جزاكم الله خير. Straighten the lines. Close the gaps. If you see a gap in front of you, fill it up, please. إن تسوية الصفوف من تمام الصلاة. The heels on the line, look at the line by your feet and put the heels on it and close the gap with the brother next to you. Sisters, do the same.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله.
Everybody's ready in the back. Do not start a new line until the line in front of you is full. Allahu Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. والعصر إن الإنسان لفي خسر إلا الذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. قل هو الله أحد، الله الصمد، لم يلد ولم يولد، ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Inshallah, after the janazah, there will be two exits in the back, one all the way in the back and one on the side, and then there is a exit from the front. But just stay seated till we get the body, inshallah, and we will start Salat al-Janazah, inshallah. In the meantime, Salat al-Janazah consists of four takbiras. After the first takbira, we read Surah al-Fatiha. After the second takbira, the durood that you just made, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, all the way. And then after the third takbira, make a lot of dua for the deceased. She's a female, and make the dua from the bottom of your heart. And after the fourth takbira, we will make salam on both sides, inshallah. Subhanallah, ya akhwan. Just like we said before, you know, we have no clue. This is the last time we're going to witness these 10 days. Our sister now, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant her the highest place in Jannah, was not able to witness these 10 days. But inshallah ta'ala, she will get the ajr of all the dua that we will make to her today for her, inshallah. Okay, sure. It's okay. So yeah, I can do it. Sure. Sister is in the middle. She's waiting. Okay, straighten your rows just like we were praying before. Make sure also. The very European farm. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim. Allahu Akbar. Allahumma ighfir lana الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
Stay till we take the body. Everybody stay one second. إياكم حبيبي الله سبحانه وتعالى السلام عليكم.